Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What you heard there was not the Tomlinism. It was Mike getting snippy with one of our favorites, Ashley Lyotis from Channel 4, which turned out to be a theme from the Tomlin press conference, which is going to get me to the Tomlinism of the week. You hear that Tomlin press conference at noon here on Tuesdays. And if you're a regular to that, you know that around the 12:25 mark, getting close to 12:30, the Steelers head of PR will butt in and say any more questions. He'll try to wrap that thing up. That will be his sign or clue that Mike Tomlin has just about had it with the interrogations and the Q&A. So that happened yesterday, and there were like six more questions that came in. And Mike gave very short, curt answers to all of them. And on his way out the door, Malzie, he said this.
Well, you guys were annoying me today.
Man, you guys were annoying me today.
Mike, you should know what you do to us every Sunday.
That is our Tomlinism of the week. Man, you were annoying me today.
Cool.
I find that he is like this.
After wins,
exactly.
Oh, when they lose in really embarrassing fashion, he turns on the charm. It's a charm offensive. But
it's
when they're
the
winning
opposite,
and he's feeling good, man, he doesn't have to tell anybody bleep.
It's the opposite of what you might think out there. Oh, they won. Good mood. Chipper.
No.
Ready to go.
No, nope.
It's like he woke up on the wrong side of the bed and someone urinated in his Cheerios. That's what you get when they're riding high. When they're not, there's more of a...
Dude, there's the very famous story when they
no
lost to the
Vikings. No longer rough around the edges, Mike. When softer they, side of Mike.
When they lost to the Vikings in London in like 2013, I think Kabali or somebody tells the story that he was like on the field or after the game asking people about their families.
Yeah, and their
and like
travel.
How they were doing.
Yep, like, at 0-4.
Yes.
Here's another example of what I'm talking about. Good job by Will Graves. I think fans care about what's going on with Pat Freiermuth. So this starts with, I think, tight end. No, it goes, I think, right into Freiermuth. I believe the question is in here from Graves. Let's hear it.
So not out there complaining about it. Told me yesterday, hey, look, my time is going to come. Do you find that that mindset, which hasn't necessarily been the way it's been here for a while, maybe pervasive throughout the offensive unit as a whole, and how much of this may be Aaron's influence in it?
I think that is very reflective of the environment here. I disagree with you. He's a good teammate. We're winning games. We're gaining cohesion. He's certainly capable. He knows his time is going to come to ante up and kick in. He better be ready. I'm sure he will be. That's just how we go about our business.
So just argumentative, pedantic, like Will makes not an observation as much as puts his opinion in the question. Hey, you've had a lot of self-centered, spoiled players for a long time.
Mike,
here's
no,
a guy
I haven't.
Who's, yeah, here's a guy who's doing the opposite. No, you're wrong.
Hey, Mike, if you haven't had a lot of self-centered, spoiled players, why were you okay with the team trading
George
Pickens?
Yeah, I guess I give Will some credit there. Because...
he's telling the truth, and Mike doesn't want to hear the truth.
Because I could see myself after that answer being a dink and like, oh, you know what, being sarcastic. Oh, you're right, Mike. I just imagined Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant and George Pickens.
And Deontay Johnson.
And all the, yes, exactly. And all these guys who moped or did worse on social media... and things like that.
They were actually terrific teammates.
Yeah. Guys who didn't show up to practice. Melvin Ingram because they wanted traded. LeGarrette
Juju
Blunt.
Dancing on a logo, yeah. Fumbling a ball later.
You're right.
You definitely don't have a history of asking very direct questions of coaches that lead them to want to leave the podium and strangle the life out of you. Yeah. You've never done that in your career.
You've never had to say we want volunteers, not hostages, because Correct. Somebody was holding your team hostage with their selfish behavior.
Yeah, he's
thanks, Mike.
He's prickly today.
And I don't even really want to, like, Mike is in my, he's like in a safe zone right now. He's like in a sanctuary city. I'm not like in the mood to rip Mike. I don't know if that was the right term. Probably wasn't. He's got sanctuary for me right now.
Yeah, but when he's like in the club,
he's found,
like if he's inside the velvet ropes at Club Pony, here's the problem.
He's found a port in the storm.
He's a perpetual, he's like one false move
sure.
away from being
yeah.
from being chucked out like by the belt
That's right.
and by the collar.
Lose to Cincinnati on Thursday Whoosh. And I'll be ready to say some nasty things about him. But right now, why should I? That's why it like kind of... But you know what? Bottom line here
isn't his press conference supposed to be more than anything kind of for entertainment?
Yes, and that's
and it's pretty entertaining
and
when he's being a standoffish jerk.
Right.
To the
and the other thing I was going to say is one thing that every person listening probably thinks is that they know more than the media, and that they generally don't like the media,
and that they also would ask better questions than the media if
right.
they the fans.
So here is a coach that's winning. And he wants to give the media a hard time, and that's probably going to get him to score points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.